Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
We're back. It's Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank. You can reach me at eric@ericismybanker.com. That's an email address for anybody who wants to know. I don't have a good Twitter handle. I'll start working on that here
eventually.
That
was the longest intro you've ever done. Is that because you saw me dancing in my chair as usual to that song?
Yeah, got me in the mood here, yeah.
Okay. Oh my gosh, it got you in the mood.
Well, for talking, made me all chatty. I don't know why.
Oh, okay.
So, all right.
All right. Well, and I'm Reba Haas of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro East Side.
Yeah, hashtag Team Reba.
Well, yeah.
There you go.
Hashtag Team Reba. Hey, that's fine with me. Hashtag Reba Haas. I'll tell you what, Reba McEntire is pretty pissed off that I own Team Reba.
Oh, I bet she is.
Yeah. Her people, like, she has to have a completely different Twitter handle, which I love that. I was on it sooner than a lot of the, I mean, cause seriously, like, large corporations have whole teams of people running these programs. That's why, you know, knowing about things like Hootsuite and whatnot are really important for small business owners,
right?
Because it can help them manage, you know, what could be, you know, a pretty big time suck, right? So, speaking of time suck, though, you know, when people start thinking about buying a house or selling a house, that's a big time suck because they're doing research.
Absolutely.
Right? Yep. And they're using these tools for research, right? They're looking for blogs that might have information so they can read and see what somebody's skill level might be. They might be on Twitter because, you know, if you go to Twitter and you do a search and you type in hashtag real estate, it pulls up everything that's related to that. And you could do hashtag real estate Seattle.
Right.
Have something be more localized for you. So it's important for business owners to understand how some of these things can impact them and how it can be beneficial to them and how consumers might be viewing them. Because a lot of these folks who are doing all this research online are really looking for professionals.
Yes. And as a business, the more you're involved in that, the more successful you're going to be. Mm-hmm. I'm the same way. If I'm looking online, I'm maybe thinking about doing business or even, you know, if I see someone's profile pop up and they don't even take the time to put a picture in.
Oh, yeah.
Or I can't find their website.
Right.
I can't find information online.
Or the links don't work.
The links don't work, all that.
Yeah.
I just move on.
Yeah. It kind of, it speaks of incompetency.
Right.
Even if that's not necessarily true of that person. They just maybe don't know social media that well.
Right.
It comes across that way, and perception is everything.
Well, it's harder to do business. I just want something that's going to be easier. So give me something where I can click on the site, the links work, the information's there. I want to collect as much information as I can before I pick up the phone or before I set up a meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've been talking about some of the main things that are out there. We see Pinterest and Instagram, and how we use things like that is it has to be very visual, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, Twitter's all about your characters and you can put videos and pictures and things like that attached, but it's mostly all about kind of the written content.
Yeah.
And with that added for, you know, extra push maybe.
Yeah.
And with Instagram and Pinterest, what you're trying to do is convey some kind of story to somebody, you know, because everyone's very visually oriented. So like when we use Instagram, it might be maybe some pictures of listings that we have, or on the side of, or going through and seeing what other, you know, maybe it's luxury brands or things that, you know, are kind of affiliate to what we do, right? Or maybe it's beautiful modern homes, things of that sort.
Yeah.
Same thing on Pinterest. Like if you go onto my Pinterest, which I believe I'm set up as Team Reba or Reba Haas, one of the two, you know, I've got stuff about, you know, health and wellness, exercise, green building, modern homes, luxury. You know, there's stuff that's specific to Team Reba, and then there's stuff that's just personally important to me. Mm-hmm. Animals, you know, as I'm a big advocate for animals and support a lot of organizations.
I need to send you the YouTube video. There's a new genre in the animal one.
What?
Google cats afraid of cucumbers.
No, I've seen that. It makes me laugh so hard every single time. The way that they can just vertically, it's cruel, David says. Our producer. It's so funny though. Oh my gosh, the way that they can bounce or jump vertically and side to side.
Unbelievable.
It's just, it's hilarious.
I know that has nothing to do with real estate.
No,
but
Okay, so but you bring up a great point. That's video. And that's like the next big thing in social media, right? So like we have a YouTube channel. have a Team Reba YouTube channel.
Yes. Video is way more interesting. Even if you look at, if you're scanning through, you know, Facebook, you know, you cruise past the pictures. If there's a video, most of the time you'll stop and
most people
have a
will
quick
stop
look.
And look at that. And that's one of the things, even with real estate, is that real estate videos around neighborhoods and homes. You know, and I'll tell you, 12 years ago, I started trying to use video. It was extraordinarily expensive, but gear and being able to self-edit and do other things, it's really come down in pricing and availability. So we're going to be doing more of that ourselves. Like, I just got done posting, you know, we got the 5-star professional award. So we just got done, you know, posting a bunch of the videos that are around that and what that means and why we won that award and what we had to qualify for to earn that designation. And, you know, so that kind of stuff is new. We're also looking at adding in educational videos this year, because this radio show is meant to be educational and informative, and we're taking links from this show to send to clients when we talk about particular topics. But we want to also have short, you know, roughly 3-minute videos that might explain what are the top 5 things a buyer can do when they're preparing to go to lending, you know, and getting pre-approved. As they're preparing to write an offer, things of that nature. So there's a lot of really cool stuff. So this is all very much impacting what's going on. And even in my own industry, you know, we get a lot of information from the Washington Association of Realtors and Annie Fitzsimmons, her mailbag thing that was going out every Tuesday, because they do a Tuesday and a Friday notice and they tell us all these questions that come in, or they tell us about legal issues coming on. And most of her stuff is starting to come out in video. And so there's a YouTube channel for Washington Association of Realtors. You can see all kinds of interesting content on there, or at least for real estate agents. But other things are sites that aren't necessarily true real estate sites, but they're real estate related.
Okay, here we go.
Like Zillow and Trulia. Those are some of the number one things that are going on. It's not even necessarily really social media, but because of the advertising and things that are going on, tons of people are going to these websites.
Super impactful research sites.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you say you're going to Zillow a home, pretty much everybody knows you're going to look it up on Zillow and figure out what the estimated value of it is.
Right. 10 years ago, people were like, what's that? You know, nowadays it's part of, at least locally, very typical conversation.
It really is. And, you know, good local company as well.
Yeah. But we also, we use Zillow as part of our marketing strategy.
Sure, absolutely.
So it becomes part of what we do and how we utilize social media. Because we could take a link from our site, but we can also take it from Zillow and we can put that out, you know, as a URL somewhere.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of really good, useful tools of all of these. And that's where we know a lot of customers are going. I mean, you and I teach the Washington State Housing Finance Commission classes, which, by the way, we still need to schedule another one for early 2016.
Coming up here soon. Yep.
But, you know, every time you and I ask the question, okay, how many people in the room? We might have 16 people sitting there, and I'll be like, hey, who's already been looking online? And all the hands shoot up, and I'm like, tell me which sites. And what are the ones we always hear?
Yeah.
Zillow,
Redfin,
Realty Track, you know, I mean, and out of those four I just said, three of them are not actual
real estate companies. No.
So they're not required to have accurate information, but they have information.
Right. So someone that's using a site like that really needs to kind of look at it as a jumping off point.
It will get
you in the ballpark.
Yeah. Well, and I'm a Zillow Premier agent.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you and I are on there together.
Yeah, we're both on there.
And I've done a lot of the Q&A. Mm-hmm. You know, that site has a Q&A portion. And so we can get on there and answer, you know, questions for people, generally speaking. But Zillow doesn't want people to use that too much. They definitely don't want you to use it for advertising.
So, you know,
it's a different kind of ballpark within that type of product. But for us, we're just finding that social media does allow us to at least disseminate a lot of information in a lot of different ways, in the ways that consumers want to consume information.
And, which is the key.
Yeah. And I find there's some people who just want to be on Twitter and they don't want to be on Facebook. And there's people who want to be on Facebook and they don't want to be on Twitter. They're like, I don't even understand Twitter. You know, they're kind of like you. Or, which I'll teach you. I'll coach you on it. LinkedIn is another one. I saw someone post something the other day. I actually liked it. It had a LinkedIn icon with a no equal Facebook icon.
Oh, wow.
They're like, keep it professional.
Well,
we don't need to know what you ate for lunch.
You know, and as a lender, you know, you see my hesitation, you know, on some of these things. there are over 42 different regulations that a lender must follow, a financial institution has to follow when it comes to social marketing. So we have to be super careful and all of that.
I don't have the same compliance issues, but
no,
I totally
you're
understand
all good.
It.
You're all good on that.
But if anyone has questions about social media and how we use it, contact us after the show.
Yeah, Team Reba, thanks again for joining us. We'll be back next week, every Tuesday at 3 o'clock on Open House with Team Reba on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Join us next week.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/MaxMetroEastside on Facebook or email info@TeamReba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.